Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are listening to a special encore presentation of Radio Law Talk.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It is October 2nd, 2021. We are having a great time here. Denise Dirks, myself, Frederick Penny, and we got Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. We really appreciate it. We are just an absolute power foursome that we deal with radio law topics and law topics that are going on throughout the community, especially the United States, and discuss them and have a great time discussing them. We try to make it fun and entertaining. If you want to call in for any reason, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, it's really important. You seek local counsel. We're just talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. This is basically an exciting and entertaining, but only sometimes informative show. So if you think you're going to, you know, conquer the world with our great legal prowess, you might want to turn the radio off and go hire a lawyer. But yeah, we're having a good time. This is fun. Look, we're going to talk about some interesting things. We're going to talk about a lawyer. I'm just going to put it this way. I'm trying to figure out how to put it. A lawyer that has become a TikTok star for a very interesting case that he prosecuted and some very interesting issues that have come up after he won this case. We're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about a twist in a case against Facebook. That one is really interesting. We're also going to get into a little bit about Friday the 13th, the movie. There's lawsuits concerning that one. And then we're going to discuss very briefly this is what I think is interesting, and I don't like to get into the – and we're not going to get into the vaccination issues, right? We don't get into anything political. We try not to. We do get into political stuff because everything's political, right? But we try to stay neutral and argue both sides. But the question a lot of people are talking about is HIPAA. And HIPAA is basically a law that – it's a federal law that basically says you cannot – you know, disclose someone's medical information without their, you know, they have to agree to it to a number of different institutes or individuals. You got to protect it. Well, the question is HIPAA, everyone argues HIPAA, does that apply to your vaccination status? In other words, are you vaccinated? Well, my HIPAA laws, that's my medical, which it is. That's a medical issue that people argue. Well, guess what? There's the latest on that issue, the federal health privacy law we're going to discuss, and what the federal government just came out and said about it. That's going to be interesting. You might want to hang on for that. And then what we do here is we always love to listen to Cal Hunter try to trick us and do a case or no case before we do that. What do you, Denise, do you know what the score is? What we do on case or no case is the individual, the three of us, and Cal is also included. It's more difficult for him to win, but we'll get into that later. Whoever has the most points and gathers points, you get 2 points for getting whether it's a case or no case and the outcome, or Cal will trick us and it won't be a case. We have to say it's not a case. Whoever gets to 50 points, that person gets a free dinner, and the other individuals have to pay for the dinner. What's the point spread right now?
I'm at 28.
Mm-hmm.
Todd is at 26. 24, excuse me, 24.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard 26
nope,
first.
24.
We're going with first out. Okay.
Fred is at 28.
Wow.
And we're tied.
Oh, that's close.
And Cal's at an impressive 8.
That's good.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Cal, would you like to form an alliance?
Who are we going to boot off the island?
I don't know. We can pool our points and get half a free dinner.
McDonald's, that's right.
Okay, like
but that's what we're doing, and that's what everybody enjoys doing. So let's roll a case or no case.
All right. Here we go. All right.
Case or no case.
Yeah!
Now to the Rust Belt, Kenosha, Wisconsin, to be more precise, where it was a car that was actually designed like a refrigerator, and it looked like a refrigerator lying on its back with wheels. The late 1950s era Nash Rambler.
Oh, I was going to say you shouldn't have said it. We'll try to guess what it is.
Oh, we should do that. Yeah, the automobile was produced by Nash Motors Division. It was marketed to be, in quotes, as reliable as a Kelvinator. Kelvinator was a popular name brand for high-end refrigerators at the time. And remember, in the late early 1950s, refrigerators were pretty new technology, so they had to be reliable. And Kelvinator was very much into marketing reliability. And this was what Nash paid Kelvinator, $5,000 at the time, to use their name in the marketing. One of the first companies to ever do that. Put the leftovers in the Kelvinator, people would say, and everybody knew what you meant. But there was a strike at the Nash factory, and then the little compact car started having some quality issues. And Kelvinator went to Nash and said, would you stop using our name in your marketing because it's bad for our reputation? The problems were temporary, Nash said. It's just a messy strike. It'll be over in a minute. Kelvinator still didn't like the publicity and wanted Nash to stop. Nash needed the image of reliability, especially now. So they said, we've already paid you to use your name. Thank you. Kelvinator said, this has to stop anyway. They went to the legal team and said, can we make this stop? Please tell me we have a case or no case. Please tell us we can protect our good name. And I believe, Denise, it's your turn to go first on this edition of Case or No Case.
What was the name of the refrigerator company?
Kelvinator. K-E-L-V-I-N-A-T-O-R.
Just FYI, that is a real
fruit. Yeah, it's a real brand.
I just said it's a real brand. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking, you know, Cal named refrigerator.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
This was at the time when General Motors was into manufacturing refrigerators. Every car company, I mean, it was out there.
This is one of the first times that that two companies got together and kind of joined together for advertising purposes.
Yep.
And it's really going to depend on what the contract between those two says. It's basically a license contract to use the name of another company. So the question is, did Nash Company have a licensing agreement with Kelvinator to use that company's name, and was there a clause in there that said you can't cause any reputational issues with Kelvinator, you can't do any of those type of things? And back in the 50s, those kind of contracts were not really well defined. So I'm going to just step out there, and I'm going to say, even though my instinct is it's not a case because Kelvinator would love to find something with Kelvinator in it.
She's so mean to me, isn't she?
Kelvinator, right? Like Kelvin.
Yeah.
K-E-L-V-A-N, like color temperature, you know, Kelvinator. Right, exactly, yes.
I'm going to say case, and the contract was good, and Nash Company can use Kelvinator's name in its advertising.
Okay. What do you say, Fred, in the matter of Kelvinator versus Nash?
Yeah, by the way, here's a Kelvinator. Here's the picture I'm going to show you, Denise. Like, you know, we're not just looking on the internet, but here's a Kelvinator. There's the picture of a Kelvinator refrigerator from the 50s.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah. So, anyway, Denise laid out exactly what I was going to argue. First of all, it is a case, Cal. It's a case. But the question is, Cal, it all depends what the contract says. And the difficult thing about case or no case is you don't give us the full facts, and we don't know what the facts are in the contract to determine, you know, who would win. So we have to kind of estimate what may have been in the contract and then go off that general estimation. So I'm going to say the contract does or did say something about, you know, you can use our name, you paid us for it, but you can't use it to our detriment or to harm us. And I think there's a number of different exclusions. Now there are, just so you know, that's not an issue now, but in the 50s, did they have that in there? I'm going to say they did, and I'm going to say Kelvinator wins. So with that, I'm going to tell you, we're going to be back after this break, and we'll go to Todd, but I'm going to say it's a case, and Kelvinator wins.
All right, fair enough. And Todd, be thinking. Have your thinking, Kelvinator?
Oh, I already have my answer.
You do what?
I'm going no case. No case on this one.
No, he just doesn't want Cal to win.
No case.
You are so mean to me, Todd Kuenin. So mean.
Well, you know, there you go.
But I like it. It's a tough world out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to points and free dinners that nobody ever pays. Be back. Radio Love Talk will continue. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
I've got to get my car washed and dirty. It just won't do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that pretty car.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
11-92-18.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Stop whining.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Well, I'm interested to find out about this case or no case. This is, you know, I like cars, and I like refrigerators because it has good food in it. Look, what say you, Cal, about the case with the Calvinator refrigerator being used as a advertising slogan for the good old reliable Nash Rambler that wasn't reliable after a strike?
Yeah, now, Todd, did you give us your answer? Yes.
I said no case.
Okay.
No case.
So here's the story.
Let me hear this.
What you probably may or may not know about this. This was in a rather fascinating time of America's industrial development when lots of companies dabbled in different things. So you may take from that that this is not a case. But that Nash and Calvinator were actually business partners. Nash was a division of the Calvinator Refrigerator Company, and they later merged with the Hudson Motor Company, the Hudson Hornet, and then came along the Henry J, and then there's just a lot of really cool old cars that lasted for just a little while, and the Nash was among them. Nash and Calvinator. Wow. But so, no, unfortunately, because, you know, this is one of those days when I drew the cards and it came up, no actual cases.
The whole 3 hours.
No case, that's right. So, I'm sorry, but that is...
So we're 28 and Todd's 26. We're tied going up here.
Wow, getting close.
I suspected Cal was trying to go for the trifecta of no cases.
I did. Yeah. Every once in a while that happens.
Cal, shoot your shot, Cal.
That one sounded really good, though. That was interesting about the Nash. You know those Nash cars now, fully if they're like restored or in good shape and older, are worth some good money. Cal.
Serious money. Serious money.
Isn't that crazy right now? You know what? Yeah, I know last week I wasn't here, and you guys talked about this individual lawyer, Don Zinger, that sued Chevron on an environmental case quite some time ago and won, and there were some issues going on. Why don't you do a quick overview of it, Todd or Denise, whichever one of you, and tell us what the latest is on this. And he has, by the way, become a TikTok hero, and I'm going to look it up on this TikTok to see what it is. But I'm going to look him up and see. Go ahead.
So Stephen Donziger, let's see, he's an American attorney, but he represented some villages down in South America. And the basis was they were taking on a big oil company, ultimately a company that was purchased by Chevron. They were taking them on, alleging that Chevron was dumping chemicals and stuff over a 20-plus year period that was destroying the natural habitat of these villages down in South America and in Ecuador, I believe. And he won a $8.6 billion judgment in Ecuador before an Ecuadorian court. Well, once you win the money, the next question is how do you collect it? And Chevron came back to the United States, and they went to federal court, and a judge in federal court blocked and said, we will not allow for collection of this $8.6 billion award because, as the judge found, it appeared that there was a lot of conspiracy and backroom deals and all this stuff with the judge, bribes and things like that to get this award, so they invalidated the award. Well, that started a different lawsuit where this guy, Donziger, was actually being sued for unduly influencing the Ecuadorian court, and as part of that lawsuit, he was supposed to turn over his computers and electronic devices so they could look and see if there was any evidence of this wrongdoing, and he refused to turn it over, which brought a contempt charge. And this last week, after being found in contempt, in a 241-page opinion from the judge, no less, that we covered last week, we didn't know what his sentence was going to be for the contempt. And this week, we found out, get 6 months in jail for the contempt.
And that's a lot of time.
It is. It is.
And the other thing that's still going on in that case are damages. Chevron's trying to recoup some of the damages that Donziger was able to get from their assets in Ecuador. And so they're trying to get that back. It's not just attorney fees that they're trying to get, but they're actually trying to get underlying damages that was awarded in that case in Ecuador.
But he's kind of become a TikTok star, apparently. I'm not fully aware of it.
Well, he's not the TikTok star.
Right.
It's actual people that knew of the case.
Right.
And they feel like he was really working for the underdog.
Yes.
And so a lot of the people are talking about this case and that he, the fact that he was trying to seek justice and you know, all that type of stuff. So there's a lot of different people that are talking about this case and how, you know, Chevron can cash in there, how the big company, you know, that has a lot of money can go and crush these people and, you know.
Well, let's see. It says they have the hashtag Free Donziger, and that's the thing. I looked it up on TikTok, and it's not that. I mean, it's got one of them's got a 29,000 views, and one's got 25,000 views.
Well, he's also got support of some major celebrities, Susan Sarandon. The folks that are against big oil and the use of fossil fuels. And how this guy stuck up for the small village down there. Now, the Donziger says, after the award or the ruling that he had to spend 6 months in jail, he said, "I cannot today express remorse for conduct that I maintain was ethical and legal." And look, if it was ethical and legal, that's fine. The question that has yet to be answered is this, and I'm sure there are folks out there that are asking this question: if your conduct was ethical and legal, why aren't you turning over the evidence to support that, which would be found in your computers? That's a question. There may be legitimate reasons why not, and answers on both sides, but that's the one that's going to be hanging out there until they get this issue resolved. But he's going to be in jail.
But I think what he's saying, legal, was that what he did in Ecuador was not illegal.
Right. And
you can't look at the underlying law that applied and not necessarily what the U.S. law did. So it's almost like U.S. is trying that case in their court saying what's legal or not legal.
Could be.
You know what? What about attorney-client privilege stuff? What about that stuff he's got that should be privileged? That's what I'm a big proponent of attorney-client privilege stuff. So anyway, we only have 30 seconds left. We're going to close out this segment, come back, and Denise is going to fill us in on a Philadelphia news anchor and her issue with it was a Facebook.
Facebook,
yeah,
yes.
We're going to talk about that, and then Todd's going to get into some Friday the 13th stuff. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called the Continuous Glucose Monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Joe Biden on Friday told reporters in Nantucket that he is not considering any new vaccine mandates for now.
We don't know a lot about the variant except that it is a great concern. It seems to spread rapidly, and I spent about a half hour this morning with my COVID team led by Dr. Fauci, and so that was the decision we made.
Biden said he is not considering any new mandates after imposing a travel restriction on several African nations. Biden is expected to spend the weekend in Nantucket and return to Washington Monday. The Indian government advised people against subscribing to Starlink Internet Services, a division of billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX aerospace company, as it does not have a license to operate in the country. Starlink had been told to comply with regulations with immediate effect. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Are you serious?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So we got a Philadelphia news anchor that this is a very interesting fact pattern that is suing Facebook over some basically pictures that were used. Is that right? Or some information?
Footage. Footage that was
surreptitiously taken.
Yes, taken of her. Yes. She didn't know she was being filmed. And
who took the picture?
It was a security footage, wasn't it, that somebody got a hold of?
I'm not exactly sure if it was security or if it was just she's a reporter from Fox, right? Fox's Good Day.
Karen Hepp.
Yes, and it could have been like footage that was being taken but not shown publicly yet.
It was from hidden security camera footage that was taken of her.
Got it. Okay. So
somebody got those footage and they used her likeness to advertise for erectile dysfunction medication as well as some other type of things. And she didn't authorize the use of her likeness in that manner. Now, you remember that there's a Section 230 that protects Facebook and other ones from lawsuits, certain kinds of lawsuits, and certainly from reputation damages and from you know, the hurtful ones.
They're trying not to laugh. Let's just talk about the behind the scenes. They're both laughing.
Todd's
giving me the googly eyes.
I am giving no Google or Facebook eyes to you. I'm very interested in how this security footage ended up on an ED commercial.
This is an extremely important case that we have to follow.
Yes, it is.
And it is because there was a Supreme Court case called Zucchini that said that the right of a person's likeness is kind of akin, if you will, is like the patent and the copyright rights.
Right, right.
They didn't say they are the same. They just said they're alike. They're similar. And so not only the fun part about this case is that, you know, Facebook says, the court said that this is not protecting feelings and reputation. This is actually someone protecting their right to publicity.
That's outside that law.
And it's outside of the law of 230. So they found an exception in this case to intellectual property. So if Facebook has violates by virtue of somebody posting intellectual property that's protected, and now even extending further to somebody's right of publicity, then Facebook may have liability in this case.
Ooh.
So we got to watch this. And the other fun thing about this case is that it has an implication between federal and state laws. Federal, it would be copyrights and patents, right? But your right of publicity is not federal. It's by state. So that's going to be an interesting interplay, too, is that what's going to be the exceptions? Can you have state exceptions to a federal statute?
Interesting. Todd,
so this is where it really gets to chipping away at the protections that these big tech companies have enjoyed under 230. I mean, back in the political, you know, people having content censored on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, and they would say, you know, I posted something that was pro this issue, anti that issue, and they took mine down, then take somebody else's down, and they can't do that. And the big tech companies have always said, 230 allows us to do that. We are not responsible for what other people post. We can still do this under our 230 protections, and this is a lawsuit where a court comes in and says, in this context, okay, no, you don't have the protections that you think you did. And I'll be curious to see moving forward if there is any sort of ripple effect into other type issues where these 230 rights get chipped away at. I'm curious to see what happens there.
What's interesting is Facebook is very different in the United States than it is in other countries where they have stronger patents and stronger copyrights, because Facebook will take down if you put up somebody's song in another country. They will take it down. They don't even play. You cannot even put 30 seconds on there. They take it down.
That's right.
In the United States, you could have, I think, it's 7 seconds or whatever it is, and Facebook doesn't take it down. So, one, Facebook's already monitoring everything that's posted on theirs. And two, will they have a duty now to decide what's legal and not legal to allow people to post?
Well, yes.
You talk about Facebook picking up on stuff. We talk about I do baseball play-by-play over the summers, right? Sometimes we come back from break. I was letting the PA music that was playing outside, it was picked up by my microphones, that hear the catcher's mitt pop and all that kind of, I was letting the PA music play for a little bit before I'd come on and say, okay, we're back for the top of the second inning, third inning, whatever it was. And Facebook was shutting down the live feeds because the PA music, we have one was being the song by AC/DC, and they picked up on it, their algorithm picked up on it and shut it down and said, oh, you're playing copyrighted music, this live feed can no longer go forward. So I'd have to restart the live feed, mute everything down, do a whole new one.
It was that happened to me once too.
Yeah.
When I was at a concert, I was talking to someone, we have a suite at a concert, and I was talking to some people, you can hear the music in the background, and they said, no, you can't.
It picks it up.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like you can't even hear it in the background.
So that's Big Brother,
that's
guys.
That's a little extreme.
Big Brother by a private company.
We're going to follow this and see what happens. So, I hope the erectile dysfunction, there's no stuff going on with my likeness on that.
And it's clear that the
it's a little disconcerting right there, isn't it?
I'm a little worried about that.
Think about that,
it's
Denise.
It's clear that holding her out in a bad light by her being the cause of erectile dysfunction is not what Facebook can be liable for.
But was she the cause or the cure?
Well,
Well, I'm just asking. I mean, why would they show a picture of a female, a fairly hot female, unless they're thinking...
He said the word hot. Attractive. Say the word attractive.
Attractive. Whatever it may be. Whatever your view, whatever adjective you wish to use. I mean, I'm just asking, Todd. I'm just asking a question.
Well, you just went where Todd's googly eyes.
Well, no. I had raised that subject in the break, and I said, you know what? I won't
Stop
go
it.
There.
I won't go there.
And then here's Cal. Yeah, well, I'll just drive a truck through that little gap.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let's get back to topic, guys.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So,
do we want to hear about hearing loss?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what?
You didn't hear me?
Yes,
I don't know.
Put up your. We can't hear you. Your mic's not close. There you go.
There we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
we can.
Go ahead. Tell us about hearing loss.
Look, if this show lasts 4 hours or longer, you need to call your doctor. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Right. Well, the last 20 minutes are the best of the show.
Or go to an emergency room.
The last 20 minutes are the best since we get really giggly. Go ahead.
The best line on that, by the way, really quickly, was by a comedian who died fairly recently. He said, if that happens to me for 4 hours, I'm not going to go to my doctor. I'm going to call my friends.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, so
what about hearing loss, Denise?
Oh,
hearing
my gosh.
Loss.
Okay, so apparently there is this hearing apparatus that is supposed to protect veterans, not veterans, but people that are serving, from hearing loss. So they put these earplugs in, and it's supposed to protect their hearing.
Right, it's one that cancels out. I've had headphones like that.
Yes, and it's supposed to protect the hearing,
right.
But it allows still for there to be some sound that comes
right.
through.
Aren't those called like NAG canceling? Noise canceling? Headphones.
No, actually, there's some headphones you put on, and you can shoot, like, if you target practice with a gun, it's not loud, but you can hear someone talk. It's bizarre how the technology works.
Right, exactly. Well, apparently...
It's one Todd's been using his whole marriage prior. That's why he got a divorce.
Explains a lot, doesn't it?
Yes,
Denise,
it does.
Sorry, go
on.
Go on.
I think they need earplugs. Okay, 3M Company and its Aereo Technologies LLC lost a hearing loss and tinnitus case. Tinnitus is when you have the ringing in your ears.
Right.
And it kicked off a round of new cases. So there, in total, there's 260,000 claims for this,
wow.
All brought by veterans that had hearing loss due to what they're claiming is or alleging is a defective earplugs.
So these were military issued. They would go out and shoot, and supposedly this is going to block out that pop-up impact that can damage the eardrum. And they're saying it didn't, and they got hearing loss as the result. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's what I'm understanding as well.
And am I understanding correctly that you are essentially saying that 3M suffered a loss at a hearing about hearing loss?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
About a defective earplug.
All right, nice little onomatopoeia going on there.
But they won a couple of cases, too. So we're looking now at having kind of split decisions. And they're willing to try it all separately, each case separately if they have to, because they'll get differing opinions from different juries. And it's.
Well, what does the hearing loss have to do with the case or no case with the toilet and the little lizard snake? We'll be back after this with the final 15 minutes of this disconjointed show. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk, and we thank you for doing that. Although after that, we may wonder why. We appreciate your listening to the show. Stay tuned. More is coming up in just a bit. Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
AARP and the Ad Council.
I think bread's the best. That's true.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Sometimes when the fire is just ending, yeah, I like to go ahead and keep doing that one. Yeah, that's a good one. Sometimes when the fire is going out, it's just a sad day, but this is the last segment of Radio Law Talk. We have so much to talk about, but, you know, the most important thing we do at the very end is a thing called Quick Takes. So hold on at the end for our Quick Takes. Then we'll close the show out, and then we will see you next week, next Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time, live every Saturday. Every once in a while we'll do the best of, but generally it's live, and we have a great time. So don't miss this, and tell your friends about it. Call your local station if you listen on RadioLawTalk.com. Listen live. But Todd, Friday the 13th, what's going on with Friday the 13th, the movie?
Well, you know, back in the late 70s, that's when the first Friday the 13th movie came out. I think it was 1978. And that was around the same time that there was a change in the copyright law. And the change here was this. Like, normally, if I write a screenplay, and let's say I sell that screenplay to Warner Brothers, and they go ahead and make a movie out of it. Well, Warner Brothers gets the copyright to that screenplay that I sold to them. I transferred that right to them, and they have it. Well, in the late 70s, there was a change to the copyright law that nobody really paid too much attention to, because we're not going to have to worry about this for 35 years. And the deal was that I could sell, if I was a screenwriter, I could sell my copyright to the big movie studio, but after 35 years, it would naturally terminate, and I could try to reclaim that copyright as the original maker of the work, and it would revert back to me. I could file a notice and reclaim it. And that is what has happened with a Friday the 13th. The first movie came out in 78, and look, the copyright for the whole genre, the whole franchise of Friday the 13th was sold to the movie studios, and the original author of the work went to go reclaim it after that 35-year period had expired. And the movie studio said, hold on, no, you don't get to recapture it because you were not an independent contractor. You were part of the Screen Actors Guild. And because you're part of the Screen Actors Guild, that was a for-hire work for which this 35-year thing doesn't apply. Why? And that legal battle had been going on for a long time until this last week when the court said, sorry, membership in the Screen Actors Guild does not change the fact that he was still an independent contractor and he can reclaim the copyright. And a lot of Friday the 13th fans are happy about that because there has been like a moratorium on future Friday the 13th movies coming out. Because they haven't been able to work this issue out. So now it's going forward. We'll see more Friday the 13th scare fest.
This is the right result for sure. You shouldn't bind the SAG workers to something that isn't really there.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you right now, I'm scared of that movie. I started to watch the beginning. You know, I've never seen any of them. I'm just too scary.
I've never seen one.
I'm dead serious. My wife, if someone jumps out of the corner on a G-rated movie, a cartoon, she's scared and she puts her head under the cover. It's crazy. We have to watch only love story ones.
Isn't it because you choose the chainsaw room rather than the car?
I'm the one that chooses the chainsaw room.
When I was married, I was like that. My wife wouldn't watch a scary movie. I'd be sitting there with a pillow in front of me to hold over my head anytime things were remotely scary. She's sitting there watching it completely unfazed. Note, if you're in a relationship like that, it is not wise if you're the one that gets scared to turn to the one that doesn't get scared and say, this is evidence that you have no soul. I just don't recommend saying that. That is not going to bode well for you. Trust me.
And I'm the one that screams and scares everybody in the room.
Yes.
The one that jumps and goes, oh! And then I've got a nephew, the one that tells everybody what's going on in the movie before it gets finished. Oh, let me tell you, he dies in a second. Oh, crud.
Oh, is this the part where the dinosaur blows everybody up?
No soul. Just writing that down. Do it in the mouth words you want. No soul.
You have no soul.
Oh, man.
Hippolar. Speaking of no soul. And this is like, we usually don't talk about, you know, we try to stay fairly, we are neutral, but this is an interesting one, this HIPAA laws and whether or not it applies to COVID-19 stuff, Denise.
Yeah, we kind of surmised a while back when COVID was really raging, well, when wasn't it? But at least in the last year and a half, we talked about whether or not people would have to disclose their history with COVID. And now it's talking about whether or not you have to disclose your vaccination status. And honestly, this is a big issue. You know, if you travel from state to state, if you travel to another country, you have to show your vaccination status. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts. And so the question is, does requiring the person to disclose whether or not they're vaccinated a violation of HIPAA? And HIPAA is a law that is supposed to protect people from having to disclose their medical records, their medical history, all of those type of things.
Health Information Privacy Act.
Exactly. And basically, this privacy law does not bar most requests is what's coming down from the agency behind HIPAA. It's just not. It's not going to bar it. And that schools, employers, and businesses that have the need to know that status can legally ask the question. It's not going to be a violation of this privacy right. I thought that was an interesting outcome because we thought it would be the opposite. And it looks like it's wrong. But I think that the argument in favor is that it's like when you put your child in school, you have to show the vaccination history. You don't have to show all the medical records, but you've got to show the vaccination history.
Yeah, but one thing that's interesting to me, and not to debate this, but the interesting thing to me is, let's talk about prior to the COVID-19. I don't know of any, and this is one we've discussed. We have not said what we think it is. We just insinuated, okay, well, maybe how does HIPAA apply, right?
Yes.
You never said one way or the other. And this is not the law, by the way. This is just them, the federal government saying this is the way we read it, and this is the way we believe it should apply. You know, there's lawsuits coming about this. You know, whether or not HIPAA is going to apply, and whether what it's going to go, that's going to go to the Supreme Court. I predict that, and I've said it here. But the question is, prior to the pandemic, were businesses and other people allowed to ask people whether or not they'd been vaccinated, not of COVID-19? Obviously, it wasn't around. Well, I don't know if it was around, but at least they didn't know about it, supposedly. But look, yeah, I'm throwing out all these. I'm throwing both sides, right? I'm throwing out both sides. Some people say supposedly. But the question is, you know, why didn't were they allowed to ask people about their medical records and their vaccinations prior to that? I don't know. I don't remember. No one really did ask about it, to tell you the truth, that I know of, until now, right? Don't you think that it's just like no one really – it was really not an issue back then. Nobody just really – that I know of any employers that asked, right? I don't know.
But
in schools they did. They ask in schools.
Yeah, well, that's my point. That was my point. But this is taking the idea for like a public exception to keep other kids and stuff safe to, and putting it saying that the HIPAA laws don't apply to employers and employment records. And thus, that's an exception. Employers can ask if they have a valid reason to protect other people in their workplace or customers, right, or whatever. They can ask that question.
Right. Got it.
The concern that I have about this guidance is it's kind of broad in the sense that it said privacy protections under the Health Insurance Portability Act apply in the healthcare sector only and do not apply to private sector. Now we've been analyzing this in terms of whether or not you have a vaccine for COVID, but when you state it in broad terms like that, what happens down the line when somebody wants to apply it in a setting that has nothing to do with COVID, has something else to do with some other aspect of your health, and they say, oh, HIPAA, well, wait a second, we got a guideline here. I'm not a healthcare provider. I'm a private sector employer. I've got this guideline here that says that I don't have to adhere to that because it only applies to the healthcare sector only. And that is not how HIPAA was understood or interpreted,
right,
by employers prior to this.
That's what I was saying.
Exactly. It does feel like it's carving out this huge exception.
Right.
And,
but the exception could be used for almost anything.
Yes, but this doesn't – this another
Go ahead. Keep going. We're going to go to – we got 1 minute left. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that another interesting part of this is going to be right of privacies under the state constitutions, because many states have that right of privacy, and we're going to have to see what that happens in that context as well with COVID.
Well, we've had fun. We don't have time for quick takes. I don't think we have time, Cal. We're going to be out. So really quick, now that Scarlett Johansson's case settled, Todd is going to have to find another woman – just mine. We're going to talk about another woman for Hollywood to help out pro bono on a pro bono basis, to be an emotional support lawyer. After this, that's all you need to know.
I'll still help out Charlotte, and I promise it will not be a quick take.
Don't play dodgeball with the iguana, as you learned from the first trial.
We'll
you don't play, he bites.
We'll be back next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.